AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Severe storms in Michigan have led to at least 3 deaths on water-covered roadways in Kent and Ingham counties. There was a 25-car pileup on I-96, and the Heaven of Rest nursing facility in Williamston suffered extensive roof damage, says employee James Gale on WXYZ-TV.
One lady was just covered. Her room, the ceiling is completely gone. In her room, and there was insulation on top of her, siding, everything.
Tens of thousands of customers still have no electricity. Officials think at least 2 tornadoes touched down. There were reports as well of flooding in north-central Ohio. As much as 8 inches of rain fell. Authorities at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia are still waiting for some associates of Donald Trump to surrender to charges linked to the alleged efforts to change the outcome of the 2020 election. The AP's Jeff Ami.
There are still 6 people who have not been booked into the jail. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has said that she will arrange for warrants to be issued.
Our Sagar Magani reports that mugshot of Trump being circulated on social media is also being used for fundraising.
Posting the mugshot on X, it had a link to his website, which then directed readers to a fundraising site.
Russian officials are denying any involvement in the plane crash that's presumed to have killed mercenary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. NASA and SpaceX halted the countdown for yesterday's planned launch of 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. They'll try again tomorrow. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will likely move the stock market today with a speech on the economy in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This is AP News. At an emergency meeting of the Spanish Soccer Federation today, the president of the organization refused to resign over that kiss on the lips of a player. It's also triggered a FIFA investigation.
FIFA says its disciplinary committee will examine if Spanish Soccer Federation president Luis Rubiales brought the sport into disrepute. Rubiales kissed Spain player Jenny Hermoso on the lips during the trophy and medal ceremony after the country beat England in Australia. Rubiales had earlier grabbed his crotch as a victory gesture with Queen Letizia of Spain and 16-year-old Princess Sofia standing nearby. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A federal judge has just ruled West Virginia can restrict the sale of the abortion pill. That's despite federal regulators approving it as safe and effective. The judge determined the near-total abortion ban, signed by the state's Republican governor, takes precedence. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.